One example of a positive effect of an invasive species on ecosystem restoration is the case of the European green crab, Carcinus maenas, in salt marshes in Cape Cod. The European green crab is a terrible invasive that's affecting coastal ecosystems in many parts of the world. But in Cape Cod, sport fishing of the predators of the native crabs, the native crab is Caesarma reticulatum, sport fishermen removing their predators resulted in this native crab becoming so abundant that it overgrazed and destroyed the stands of cordgrass that dominated the salt marsh and really were the, you know, the foundation species for that ecosystem, thus negatively affecting the ecosystem. Well, the invasive green crab happens to displace Caesarma from its burrows and even preys on them. So the green crab invader greatly reduces Caesarma populations. And this means that the cordgrass, green crabs don't eat cordgrass, the cordgrass begins to recover. Now, after the cordgrass has recovered, dense grass tends to inhibit the burrowing by crabs, so green crab populations actually decline from 2.8 individuals per meter squared down to 0.2 individuals per meter squared, and the ecosystem regains some balance. So it's an interesting case, very specific case, of how an invasive non-native species that's detrimental in many places had a positive effect in restoring the balance of salt marshes in this particular location.